Blog Talk Radio.
And I've read the history about lighthouses, and I think I read one go back to times in D.C. Alexandria, when Alexander the Great was at the height of his powers, he had a lighthouse. And I believe the first lighthouse was built here in the 1700s, just before the Revolution. War. Now, the tallest lighthouse in the United States is in Ohio. It stands 352 feet. But the tallest one in the world is located in Saudi Arabia, called the Jeddah Lighthouse. And it stands at 436 feet. So you can see how tall some of these lighthouses are, you know. Terrain and the lay of the land, and as always, most of them by water. The thing I also remember about lighthouses was in bad weather, and particularly in fog, you know, the light would beam around, or in some cases you have a bell or foghorn. The place where I used to live, they had all three, bell and a foghorn. You know, it wasn't very tall, you know, it wasn't tall like the Jeddah, but it was effective, you know, and I often heard it on fog night. I was related to today's lessons is, you know, lighthouses and they're invaluable during some incredibly bad weather. It was a lot of ships now, you know, that was sunk because they didn't know either stay ashore and have anything got in the lighthouse. You know, I read that it was particularly true. It happened a lot on the Oregon coast. It happened quite a bit. Very interesting, you know. Then I began to study, you know, lighthouses all around the country, you know, all around the world, actually, you know, England's a lot of lighthouses. You know, California coast has quite a bit, Florida, you know, all up and down, all where you have water, you have lighthouses. I've got Africa, South America. You know, it kind of points to, you know, like, you know, you see all these lighthouses everywhere, and it reminds me that Jesus is everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, where you might be, what your station is, he's there everywhere. And like the beam from the lighthouse on a stormy night, Jesus is a light to us during the stormy time. Not mentioned earlier, you know, we all have stormy times. You know, maybe some of you are going through those stormy times. Maybe you're caring for